الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصي ما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وقد قال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders and brothers in Islam, we are still passing through the Mubarak months and the blessed months, those months which even in the days of Jahiliyyah was regarded as blessed, that is the four sacred months, which in the riwayat of Tirmizi says Thalathun Mutawaliyat, that is Zilhijjah. One is Zilhijjah, then you got Muharram, Dhil Qada, Dhil Hijjah, and Muharram. Those are the three that come one after the other. And Wa Rajab Mudar, and that is the month of Rajab. These are the four months which were sacred even in the days of Jahiliyyah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the months of the year in the Quran Sharif. And Allah ta'ala says, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ, that during these months, a person must be very, very particular how he behaves. At all times he needs to be particular. But especially just like how in the month of Ramadan, a person is particular about how he is, his connection with Allah. Likewise also these 4 months also holds a very high status. And a person must not make sure that he is not disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way. Now you'll notice that people, when the new year starts, people make New Year resolutions. Years are coming, years are going by. The resolutions are made, but nothing is fulfilled. What is the reason that we are not fulfilling those resolutions the way we were? We still remain the same way. Our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no change in it. The way we were reading namaz, even for the last 20, 30 years, we haven't improved our salah. We haven't improved our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the reason? So when we look in the lives of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, for example, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala says, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا, Allah made him his friend. But why Allah made him his friend? Just before this ayat, or the beginning of this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says he had the quality of submission. He had submitted himself completely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, today we got a submission problem. What is the meaning of that? We got a submission problem. A person, he wants to have his own opinions. No one must tell him what to do. No one must tell me what to do. No one must tell me what is halal and what is haram. No one must tell me how I must run my business. No one must tell me how I must run my home. But when he gets into a problem, now he wants to run to the ulama and he wants to find out my way out. If you look at the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the reason why they went so far, whatever they wanted to do, they first asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is it correct or not correct? Not after they got the problem, now they're running to find out how can I come out from the problem. So we have a submission problem. That's one problem. And then that problem is compounded now. Why it's compounded? Because we got our own opinions after it. Then after it, we even got our own opinion regarding deen. So we want to give our own interpretations regarding deen. Even though we got no knowledge, we haven't sat with people that are knowledgeable also. So now we want to give our own interpretations regarding deen. And then the problem becomes even more compounded. When we are told that we are wrong, we want to justify whatever we said. Even though whatever we said, it doesn't even make sense also. So the reason, real reason why we're having all these problems is because we don't want to submit to the truth. Now in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's only two groups. In the Quran Sharif, in the 28th para, Allah ta'ala says, Hizbullah and Hizbul Shaitan. You either the group of Allah or you the group of Shaitan. Now let's look at how, what is the response of Hizbullah and what is the response of Hizbul Shaitan. When you look in the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Shaitan. Famous incident, we're not going to go into the whole incident. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that he must make the sajda, he told Allah, I also got an opinion. And further than that, he wanted to justify his opinion also. Ana khayrun min. I am better than him. Khalaqtani min nari wa khalaqtahu min teen. That you created me from fire. Fire is supposed to be more stronger than that sand. So why must I make sajda in front of him? He's supposed to be making sajda in front of me. In some tafsirs they got, on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the animals, Ya laytani kuntu turaba, that becomes sand. Ibn al-Jawzi rahimullah has written in his tafsir, there's some tafsir he has read, the shaitan will say on that day, how I wish I was sand. In the beginning I was thinking I'm better than sand, now I wish that I'm sand now. And he'll wish that he'll also be destroyed. But he didn't want to submit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not even feel the need to even answer him. Just like a father. Now the father is telling the son, do this, do that, as long as it's according to Sharia. And now the son wants to ask the father, what's the wisdom behind all this, whatever, all these commands that you're telling me? Why should I do this? So what will the father say? He'll say to the son, do it because I told you to do it. I don't feel the need to explain everything to you. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't feel the need to explain to Shaitan. He just said, فَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا. Just get out from here. فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيمُ. You are rejected. لَعَنَهُ اللَّهُ. Allah speaks in the Quran, meaning, Al-Bu'du an rahmatillah, you are far away from the rahmat of Allah. This is what happens when a person doesn't submit. Instead of getting the mercy of Allah, he goes far away from Allah. Another incident. In the Quran Sharif, in the 6th para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Bani Israel. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala instructed him, with the Bani Israel, he must enter into Syria. Sham actually, must enter into Sham. Now they have divided everything. They have made it Sham. The whole area of Sham is Syria, Jordan, Palestine. That's the whole area. He must enter there because the Amalika is a group of people that have taken over. You need to make jihad against them. What was the response of his people? فَذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَا إِنَّ هَوْنَا قَوْنْ. You and your Allah go, we sitting here. Musa alayhi salam lifted up his hand. Ya Allah, I can't force these people. I can only tell them to go. But they don't want to listen. Allah says, now because you didn't listen to me, I'll put you in my prison. قَالَ فَإِنَّهَا مُحَرَّمَةٌ. Allah is saying you're in the open land, but you're in the prison. What happened to them? They ended up in the valley of tea. For 40 days, some say even more than that, some say 40 years also. They were trapped in this one valley. Morning they used to wake up in the morning trying to come out from this valley. By the end of the day, they're still in the same place. But they're going round and round, but they're not coming out from the valley. Allah says, يَتِيهُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. You'll continue going like this, you won't find your way out. Allah says, this is what happens when a person does not want to submit to my command. He will live in this dunya. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. I will make life constrained for him. He'll be like a prison. He'll think he's making a lot of progress. But as far as his connection with Allah, he's far away from the connection of Allah. He's far away from Allah. He's in like in a prison. In the dunya, he's in like a prison. Why? Because he's not ready to submit. But on the other side, let's look at those people who are the group of Allah. What is their people's condition? Incident of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. We heard so much about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. This doesn't mean we can't listen to the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salam out of Zil Hijjah. His incident is there for all times. What Allah Ta'ala told him is, قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. Allah told him, submit. What was the response of Ibrahim? No, never mind, I'll think about it. I need to speak to my family and see what they have to say about it. I will just weigh the pros and cons. If there's any benefit for me, then I'll take it. If there's no benefit for me, I'll leave it. Did Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam say that? He said, without any hesitation, أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I have submitted to the Rabb of the worlds. No hesitation. There's no hesitation. And Allah never made it easy for him also. Allah says, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَاتَمَّهُنَّ. We tested him. And the tests are mentioned by Mufassirin. And Allah says he completed the test, he passed the test. Just to show what you will get for the submission. When he was thrown into the fire, remember he was alone. He had no support. He's a man on his own. He's alone. No family support. No friend support. No society support. He had no government support. Everyone was against him. He's a man on his own. And when he was thrown into the fire, the malaika come to come and ask him whether he needs the help. He asked, who sent you? Did Allah send you? No. Yeah, I don't need your help. Now this is called true submission. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say after that when Allah saw his true submission? Allah addressed the fire directly. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُنِي بَرْضًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. This is what you get when you give yourself completely to Allah. Unfortunately, today we want to give ourselves half to Allah and we want the full response of Allah to us. You give yourself fully to Allah. Allah says in the verse that I read in the beginning, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. Enter into Islam completely, not half-heartedly. See what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly he spoke to the fire. That now you become cool. And Ibrahim al-Islam. Then he had to leave his family. He wasn't allowed to talk to them. He wasn't even allowed to talk to them. And there are some very important points which I want to show you about submission. When he was leaving, it's obvious his family is going to ask, you're leaving us in this barren land. Allahu amaraka? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you to do this? His wife is telling. He just shook his head. But he wasn't allowed to talk. See what was her response. Idhan lam yudayyi'na, he will not let us go to waste. If it's Allah's command, then it's alright. Now the point we want to bring here. What is our point of reference when we have problems? If our point of reference is Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we won't have problems. Today, if you got a marriage problem, if the wife understands that our point of reference will always go back to what Sharia says, and if the husband says whatever Sharia says, that is final, then you've got no problem. Your point of reference is one. Whether you have a business problem, whether you have a marriage problem, whether you have any problem, the point of reference is one, and that is Sharia. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You don't have a problem. But today, because we haven't submitted ourselves completely to Allah, when the case is for me, what I'll do? I'll go quickly to the Mullah. I want to know what's the fatwa. Why? Because everything is going, I'm gaining. But when it goes against me, then I don't accept even the fatwa even of the muftis also. Because it's not going against me. That means I'm doing things to suit myself. Allah says if you do that, the Bani Israel, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. You believe in part of the kitab, and in some part you don't believe, you take what suits you and leave what suits you. Then obviously, فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Then you're going to see that you have been disgraced in the world. You've been kicked from pillar to post, and you're asking why it's happening. So today, as I mentioned in the beginning, we have a submission problem. I will end off with this one incident, just to show you that how, when things go our way, then we'll accept it. When things don't go our way, then we don't want to accept it. That's not called to submit. And we all know this incident. Allah speaks about it in Quran also, that Umar radiallahu anhu, that there was a case between a Jew and a munafiq. When the case came in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallam gave the verdict in view of the Jew instead of the munafiq. What did the munafiq say to the person? What? Let's go to another person. Let's go to Umar radiallahu anhu. Why? Because it's going against him. He thought Umar radiallahu anhu doesn't like the Jews, so therefore he will give a verdict against the Jew. He goes up to Umar radiallahu anhu. Before Umar anhu could say anything, the Jew told Umar anhu, we already went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, acha, is that what happened? You went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already? And what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He gave the verdict in view of me. Okay, no problem. He went in the back, he brought the sword, and he killed this person, he killed that munafiq. If you can't accept the verdict of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obviously the whole family came. They were trying to get a verdict against Umar radiallahu anhu that he murdered this person. Allah revealed the verses. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. You do not have true iman until you accept the verdict of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is called, as I mentioned in the beginning, the problem today, why we're finding so much of problems, is that we haven't submitted ourselves completely to Allah. If we submit ourselves completely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will get the complete help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming to us. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same dua that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he built the Kaaba. After that, father and son, they said, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna. So, and then he said, after that he said, O Allah, make me and make my progeny those that have submitted completely to you. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.